You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck. Keith is not in the studio today. He might be joining us a little bit later in the show, but Matt and I will do our best to give you the content that I'm sure you're looking for in these type of times, which right now is wrapped around volatility. Unless you're hiding under a rock, Matt, maybe?
I don't think so.
There is something called volatility going on right now.
Absolutely.
And I know we kind of make light of it, but it's a real thing. And I think, you know, we opened our doors here at SHP Financial in 2003. And for years now, 17 years, we've always been on the standpoint of making sure that the clients that we work with and the folks who listen to our show and watch our videos, it's been the same message. Number one, it's having a plan. Mm-hmm. But within that plan, there has to be some sort of volatility control because you don't want a market downturn to hurt your retirement. And so on today's show, we're going to go through a few different areas that we've been looking at. One, we're going to open up to you some of the planning ideas that the foundation of the plans that we work with in terms of how we build plans for our clients. How do we try to instill confidence in the folks that we work with and keep them from being nervous in situations like this? And we have a concept called safety, income, and growth that we're going to get into next segment. We're going to describe what that is and why it helps, in our opinion, clients get to retirement and through retirement a lot more confidently because it's a plan. It's not just winging it. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to share some stories of examples of what a plan might look like for you, meaning in your situation, obviously it's going to be different than everyone else's, but we're going to share some ideas on what a plan might look like, how much goes into the safety bucket, how much goes into the income bucket, and finally, how much goes into the growth bucket. And then during our weekly market report, our CFP next to me here, Matt Peck, is also going to be diving in deeper into the market. We've seen coronavirus. We've seen oil prices get shattered. We've seen all mm-hmm. all these things going on. We're going to continue to dissect that and share with you our philosophies over the next few weeks to the next couple of years. So with that being said, Matt, I know you were on the path. I know we have some bad news in the market, but mm-hmm. good news that you took some time off last weekend and went away. And
yeah, it was wonderful. Just took the family up skiing, and it's just, you know, it's, and not to make light about the coronavirus, but that was the only thing that made me, you know, I'm so sick of hearing the Tom Brady, will he resign or not resign, that so the coronavirus has sort of pushed that aside. But at least for those 3 days, you know, went up to Vermont, and they had snow up there and the conditions were good. And it's just this, you know, massive dose of fresh air. That was wonderful. And just, you know, just being a proud dad when you see all your kids out That's there awesome. Skiing and kind of on their own. And, you know, it was funny. I was joking
Was it hard
around.
For them to ski with the phone and iPad in front of them? Or are they?
well, that's what it was funny. We were talking about it is the fact that, you know, when they're older, let's say when they're teenagers, it's like, sorry, kids, you're going to be stuck on a ski lift with me for about 8 to 10 minutes. We're going to be, you know, spending some quality time, whether you like it or not. But certainly enjoy skiing, and it was just good to get away. And then, as mentioned, the madness has continued, and look forward to kind of, as you said, dissecting it, breaking it down for people, and really in those two perspectives that you talk about, Derek, which is, you know, in general, like, okay, in general, the idea or why it is so important to have a plan. I mean, I know that is cliche or sounds cliche, but there is obviously a lot to that. And you know, and really talking about in general why concepts like safety, income, growth are so important for people. people to understand and to, they can, I think they can wrap their heads around that. But the other half, we'll talk about, you know, all these issues such as the coronavirus and why it has sparked such volatility and such concerns. That's probably a little bit harder for, you know, everyone to get their minds around, because it's affecting oil prices and it's affecting China and all this stuff. But I think the idea of safety income growth, I really think, really help people frame how things, you know, can possibly be invested for them, you know, as they enter retirement.
That's a thing that, you know, it sounds cliche. You're right. Have a plan. We've said that for the last, we've been on radio for about 11, 12 years now and said the same thing thousands of times, right?
Right.
But when a lot of folks, if you you work so hard to get to where you are, and just avoiding and not looking at your statement is not a plan, right?
Right.
And not having, and sometimes it's easy because you get carried away in the day to day, and I'm sure a lot of you listening right now work your butts off, and it's like, oh, I don't want to make that appointment, or I don't want to take that time and adjust my portfolio, but now when. If you don't do it, if you don't plan, well, there's things that can happen that you just don't, just by hiding is not going to fix it. And right. that's what we're trying to get across.
Well, and sorry to interrupt, Eric, it's just, you know, because I'm guilty of it too. I mean, you know, during the volatility and whatnot, I'll just say like, okay, I'm not even going to look at my statements, you know, my personal stuff.
Yeah.
And, but I think like, okay, remember, I'm 41 years old, you know, I'm going to work for another 20, 25 years. And so I know that whatever is, you know, going up and down right now, and there's been a lot of it, is something that I don't really need to worry about for another 25 years. That's my plan. You
Correct.
Know, my plan is to work for another 25, so forth and so on. So it's like, what is your plan?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And anyone that's listening.
And with our clients too, or folks, if you're close to or in retirement, you might not have 25 years to let that money just sit there and grow with all the market volatility. You might need to have some hedges in place. You might mm-hmm. need to have some cash positions and more conservative positions. You still a lot of our clients have plenty of money in the market, but it's positioned for the long run. And their short-term needs are covered by other sources that we're going to get into on today's show. One of the things, you know, we do have available, I'd recommend, is we have a guide on our website called What to Do During Market Correction. It's basically a market corrections or market volatility guide. And if you go onto our website, it's shpfinancial.com. We have a whole list, a library of different guides and useful information. But I recommend getting your hands on that and become educated during these situations on what to do, what not to do. But more importantly, we get a lot of people saying, you know, I've heard your show for a while. The type of planning you talk about on your radio show, is that something that you can do for me and my wife or my husband? And the answer is yes. This is what we've done since we opened our doors back in 2003 at SHP Financial. And it was a smaller firm then. It was, you know, 3 to 5 of us, and now
yeah, right.
there's about 30 of us. But it's the same concepts is that you hear, I listen to other podcasts and other folks, and it's like, it's tough in the world of financial planning, because if you almost need to have a team behind you, in my opinion, mm-hmm. to help you to be able to do all the stuff that you do. And most people out there, like I had some folks that came in a couple of weeks ago, they were paying a fee of about 1.5%, right? And that was just to manage their portfolio.
Wow, nothing else.
There was no tax
yeah.
planning, no estate planning, no healthcare planning, no anything, just a portfolio. And it's mm-hmm. like, our fees usually average around 0.8% to 1% in that range, but it includes a portfolio management, but all the other things that go in with planning, income generation, client portals, tax planning. And so a lot of folks listening, if you don't have that, and whether you have maybe no plan or a half a plan or a full plan, you may benefit from coming in for a second opinion. And whether you have $250,000 or $1 million or $5 million, There are some strategies that might be able to help you build confidence into your retirement. So we have some appointments available over the next few weeks, especially right now. Don't put your head in the sand and avoid what's happening. Get ahead of it. Get educated. We're not saying we're going to be the right fit for you, but take some time. Sit down with us at one of our offices in either Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. Call right now, get it in the calendar, and then we'll sit with you and go through your situation. There's no charge at this initial meeting. We'll go through your situation to see what it is you're doing, what type of volatility is in your portfolio, and do you need to make any adjustments? Because at the end of the day, it comes down to the question, are we going to be okay? And it's tough to answer that if you don't have a plan, if you don't know what your situation looks like. So the number to book the visit is 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. You can also go online and book a visit online or get a ton of useful information at shpfinancial.com. After the break, Matt and I are going to discuss the concept, one of the most important concepts, in my opinion, to building a retirement plan. We're going to share right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're describing a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. And while we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we're going to discuss the concept of safety income growth. It's a very simple concept with a lot more, there's a lot more to it than just those three words, but it really sets the foundation for what I think true planning should be developed as. And whether, you know, there's people that have tried to, if other folks or advisors try to copy it, great, because that means more good advice is out there, right? Mm-hmm. And there's more people getting helped by good planning. And it's to not to, I'll kind of go back and forth, but Matt, I know we mentioned this last segment. I was listening to a podcast and it said how a lot of firms, they'll charge two different ways. They'll charge for their investment management, mm-hmm. then they'll charge for financial planning. Two separate fees, right?
Yeah.
And so at SHP Financial, that's a different, I think it's a huge advantage. Our fees are very reasonable in terms of, if you have more than $500,000, the highest fee is 1%, and it goes down to all the way to 0.4% based on asset size. But that includes the portfolio management, as well as all the planning that goes around someone's plan, whether it's tax strategies, having a portal where they can see all their accounts on one place, an income plan, a tax plan. And so that's, I think it's a huge difference, because a lot of firms will charge like 1.75% just for investment advice, then a certain fee for planning. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, a lot of folks, when they come in, and you know this, Matt, they'll say, I didn't realize this type of planning existed because I've only had a portfolio of assets my whole life. I never had the two talking to each other.
Well, and that's what I think I pride ourselves on so much. And even, you know, times like this where you know, obviously the volatility is high. You know, you can just say, look, you know, because of how we're structured, because we are doing all those other areas, you know, when you first came to us, you probably had more of a junk drawer of stuff.
And exactly,
you know, as we like to say, more of a portfolio than an actual plan. But everyone, after they've been through our full process, and it is a process. I mean, we're not talking like come, you know, people meet us for one meeting and that's it. It's like, I mean, if we do engage, I mean, you're talking a four, sometimes a five meeting full term process where we're spending the time with each client going through each one of these elements.
Yep.
And so that when times like this strike, you know, people, they're still feeling pain. I mean, we're all feeling the pain of the sell-offs, but they have more confidence and they have a little bit more security because at least they know, okay, we didn't know when it was going to happen. We didn't know what the reason was, but we always thought that and always believed that volatility is normal. It's just the way it is. So it's like you need to have a plan because volatility is going to come one way or the other, and that's why we structured the way that we do things.
Well, Matt, we talk about you can get a portfolio anywhere. You can get an annuity anywhere.
Right.
There's only one place that I know of you where you can get an SHP retirement roadmap. Sounds cliche, but that's the roadmap is the guide to retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to income and investment planning, the three terms we mentioned, that when we talk about generating a plan, a cash flow, making sure, you know, what a cash flow is when you retire, your paycheck stops, the bills keep coming in. Where does that money come from so that you can live the life you want, do the traveling, whatever it is you want to do? Well, we kind of think of, let's say someone has $1 million, and I'm going to share next segment on some kind of specific examples, but mm-hmm. on $1 million, there's only three places, in my opinion, you can put your money. Money into the safety bucket, money into the income bucket, and money into the growth bucket. So let's define each bucket before this is what this segment, let's define like what each bucket is and how do we decide what money goes where. So mm-hmm. safety, right?
Yeah, so I'll kick off with safety, and let me just be clear that when we reference safety, we're talking about things that are FDIC insured.
Yep.
You know, that are truly safe because of the fact that they have some type of government insurance program behind them.
And okay? Fairly liquid.
And fairly liquid, right. So now I just want to make sure we understand the term safe. We have to, for compliance purposes, make sure that, you know, we're really sort of making it clear kind of what we refer to as safe money.
Right.
Now let's talk about what the goal is with safe money, right? So, okay, it has to have some type of government insurance, like, for example, like the FDIC. And the biggest goal with safe money is really kind of like your rainy day fund, your emergency fund. You know, people often talk about needing to have 3 to 6 months worth of their, you know, income in cash.
Yep.
Because, you know, the furnace could go. And we sometimes joke around, like, what happens if your tire blows on the way out of, the way out of our meeting?
Yeah.
It's like, you got to have some money for that tire or your furnace or whatever that is. Or maybe you were planning on traveling. You know, you need to have a certain chunk of money that's fully liquid, you know, fully safe. And unfortunately, it's probably not going to earn you much interest rate nowadays. But you automatically need to have something set aside because a rainy day is going to come, whether it's, again, an emergency or a furnace or a car or whatever that may be. Or again, whether you're traveling. But you got to have money set aside because when events like this are happening, it's nice to know that we have a big cash reserves set aside.
Yep. So that's one place that everyone should have some money for rainy day, house roof leaks, car breaks down, whatever it is, there's money there to cover that quickly. You don't have to sell anything quick. It's just there.
Right.
Next bucket is probably the most important one, which is the income bucket. And without income, there's no retirement because when your paycheck stops, when we're sitting down with folks and clients that we meet with and folks like yourself that we're building these plans for, when the paycheck stops, we have to replace that to cover your expenses. So when we say income bucket, I'll start it off by saying the goal is, let's say you have Social Security of $50,000 a year and a pension of $1,000 a year. So let's say you have $60,000 coming in. And let's say you need $100,000 mm-hmm. to cover your expenses. Just a random thing. You're short $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some of you might be short $10,000, some of you might be short $100,000. I don't know. But the concept's the same, is how do we fill that income gap so that your lifestyle doesn't suffer?
And there's a whole universe of investments that are specifically sort of geared or designed for income.
Yeah.
You know, most people, they might immediately think of dividend paying stocks. Like, okay, great. You know, something like AT&T or Verizon or something along those lines. They pay a dividend or they are, you know, they hope to. Sometimes, obviously, it's a bit dicey at times. For example, GE cut their dividend, but, you know, dividend paying stocks, real estate, like real estate investment trusts, bonds, you know, whether it's corporate bonds or municipal bonds, you know, these are all designed for income. And then you have sort of like the one big taboo word that, that we like to really kind of let people know, but then you also have annuities.
Yeah.
And there's different forms of annuities, of course, but most annuities, if not all, are designed to perform some type of secure income to fill that gap.
The problem is you have one side of the fence that just says that only sells annuities, so they're going to tell you put everything in annuities. Then the other side of the fence that just does the market, they say annuities are the worst, you're not going to make anything. And so, but in reality, there are some, there are maybe out of 1,000 on the market, maybe not that many, there's probably 3 to 5 that can protect your downside, give you a little bit of upside, and provide you steady income.
Right.
And so when we're building an income plan, we don't care if it's called an annuity, a stock, or bond. What is your goal, right? And so we fill that bucket with the appropriate money to give you income for the next 10 years, or sometimes for the rest of your life, depending on the situation. So real quickly, we're kind of coming up to the break, Matt. Mm-hmm. But if you have safe, if you have enough money in your safe bucket for rainy day funds,
yep,
if you have enough money for in the income bucket to cover your income needs, then your growth money, stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, if the market's down in that bucket, guess what? You're okay because you have your safety and income needs covered because you built a plan. And so that's why I can't imagine not having a plan in place if you're close to or in retirement.
Right.
Imagine everything's market-based. That's why we divide up accounts between safety, income, and growth. And we're going to get more specific next segment, but this is crucial, folks. If you don't have a plan like this, or if you're saying, wait, that sounded really good, but my plan does not sound like it's like that, get a second opinion or get a first opinion. This is your retirement savings, folks. You've worked your whole life. We've been doing this since 2003. We're a fiduciary-based planning firm. And take us up on the offer. We have a few appointments available over the next 2 weeks to sit down and go through this for you and your family. The number is 800-227-7777. When you book a visit, we're also going to mail you a copy of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, which kind of gets you familiar with our process and gets you prepared for that meeting. Again, 800-227-7777, or you can also book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned after the break. We're going to share a story that has to do with this safety income growth and share some ideas on how maybe you can think about your particular plan and some ideas on maybe some strategies you may change to build your plan correctly within the safety income growth parameters. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod and Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're describing a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. And while we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So I have a story that I'll share in a few minutes here that Matt and I will discuss in terms of how someone implemented this plan that we talked about last segment. And I really truly think the concept of safety, income, and growth, and allocating your assets accordingly it's one of the biggest difference between, in my opinion, between having a successful plan and having a plan that you're hoping to be successful. Right, Matt? It's like, it was one thing to know you're on track, and there's one thing to hope things work out. And you always hope for the best, but you kind of have to plan for the worst. And we're seeing it now.
Mm-hmm.
And so to reiterate the three areas. So in my opinion, Matt's opinion, Keith's opinion, and our company here, about 30 people, our philosophy is safety, income, growth. There's only three places kind of that you can put your money that in an investment world, and it falls under one of those three categories. And just to reiterate, safety is money that you need, your short-term money, liquid needs. You can get your hands on it for an emergency fund, roof leaks, car breaks down, mostly bank accounts, mostly all FDIC insured. Income buckets could be a variety of things. Like Matt said, we don't care where the money, we don't care what the investment's called. It's really what's the goal? Because we can handle all things, stocks, bonds, ETFs, REITs, mutual funds, annuities. What's the goal for the client? What's the best tool for that situation? And so if clients don't mind taking a little bit of risk and volatility, dividend stocks work great.
Mm-hmm.
Although during times like this, you're like, man, maybe I would have gone a different route. But a lot of our clients, and we'll just pause here for a second, Matt. A lot of our clients will use fixed annuities.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will say, why are you showing me a fixed annuity? That's the worst thing. I heard that they're terrible. Well, the problem is because some folks who offer them, that's all they offer.
Right.
And they're not bad. They're good people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all but they work. If you only have an insurance license, you can only sell annuities and insurance.
Right.
And so they kind of say, all right, if they only, what's the thing you said?
No, yeah. So we were talking offline about how if your only tool is a hammer, then everything looks like a nail.
Mm-hmm.
So if your only tool is an annuity, then, you know, everything is doom and gloom and you're going to use that hammer, you know, every single time, no matter what happens. But it's just the idea that we have the many different tools, like on that menu, as you mentioned, about dividend paying stocks, about
bonds,
mutual funds, annuities. We have all, you know, we have that full menu.
Yeah.
And so we can kind of go through people. But I love what you said, or go through it with people, but I love what you said at the beginning, which is, what's the goal?
Exactly.
You know, we slot it into income because the goal of these different types of investments, different tools, is to produce income.
Correct.
And so wherever you want to go, we use it.
If a client says, I heard annuities are the worst,
mm-hmm.
my job isn't to say, okay, let's go look somewhere else.
Right.
My job is to say, well, most annuities out there are junk.
Yep.
I don't like a ton.
You're going to get a letter. You're going to get a letter in the mail.
But there's 3 to 5 that work really well in certain conditions. And,
right.
and just because someone said, I'm not supposed to like annuities because my friend said they're not good,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean as an advisor, I still have to offer what I think's best.
Right.
Now they still might not like it when I offer it to them. If we do, if mm-hmm. the situation makes sense. But like you said, that's one tool in the toolbox. And so some folks like it because it produces downside protection, gives a little bit of upside, and gives folks income they can count on.
Right.
Right. But the downside is it's not as liquid.
Right.
The upside's not as high. So it's not the best investment all the way around.
Right.
So my point is, so now you have your safe money covered. Your income bucket is covered. You want to make sure there's assets there to cover your shortfall. Meaning when you retire, or if you're retired, or if you're not retired, where does that money come from beyond Social Security and pension and rental to cover your needs? Well, we want to fill up that income bucket. Whatever's left can then go in the growth bucket. And the growth bucket, Matt, is stocks, mutual funds, exchange traded funds. It's a little more aggressive.
Right.
In the law, even though there's losses there and clients are feeling it right now, and right,
mm-hmm.
that's only one piece of the puzzle,
mm-hmm.
because it's hedged by the other buckets.
Well, but it also goes back to a key word that you said before, is that once your income is established, I mean, there's no retirement without income. There's no life without income. You know, whether you're right now, you know, I'm working, so that's my income. But if you're retired, you're not working. And so the whole idea is that once your income is established, then, you know, then that money can go to the market because now it truly is long term. You shouldn't ideally need that number. money for 5, 10, 15 correct. Years. And, you know, frankly, and correct me if I'm, we'll see in 5, 10, 15 years, but I think we'll be...
Market should be positive.
The market should
it
be
always,
positive.
It almost always has
and we'll be teasing about what the coronavirus was like back in the day.
Exactly.
Because it's going to recover.
And there'll be 5 other things that, in the meantime.
Right, absolutely.
Between now and then.
Good point.
So Brian and Judy, when they came into our office, they don't say like... No one ever says like, hey, Matt, I need an income plan.
Right. Yep.
It's really like, hey, you know, with all this market volatility and with the money we've saved, Derek, Matt, are we going to be okay? Like, are we going to make it? Like, are we going to have enough money to retire?
Mm-hmm.
So when we say income plan, that's our terms.
Yeah.
Folks don't ask us, I need an income plan. They ask, are we going to be okay? And so all stories are different. This is just an example. Maybe it applies to you. Maybe it doesn't. But the concept should apply because a lot of folks listening are nervous and a lot of folks listening don't have a plan. And you probably know you should. And this type of strategy works well. And so think of like the safe. So if you look at Brian and Jody's situation, they had worked their butts off. They're still working. They had come in from our radio show and they had saved up about $800,000, right? And the number, if you have less than that or more than that, doesn't matter. Concept's the same.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, when they retire in a couple of years, they had $50,000 between the two of them of Social Security income. So they already had that as a baseline. So they knew they had that coming in from the government month after month, year after year, hopefully. Their expenses were $70,000 though.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a $20,000 shortfall. And so as we're going through their situation, it's like, what do you have these expenses for? And a lot of them were bills and taxes, but a lot of it was travel and things they wanted to do with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's different. Some people want to go to Disneyland with their grandkids and some people want to go with, they said, heck yeah, I'm going to
go fishing.
Yeah, you know fishing, what I mean? Exactly. Yeah. And so with them, they wanted to do some traveling and they wanted to make sure, obviously, that they didn't want a market correction
mm-hmm.
to ruin their retirement.
Yep.
They said, we've made a lot of money in the market. Our advisor has done well for us. No problem there, but we feel like you guys do a lot more overall planning versus just managing a portfolio.
Right. There's much less winging it with us. So once we're done with you,
yeah, exactly. You know where you stand,
right?
And you know when you can retire. There's a lot of things you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they came in, they needed about $20,000 out of their portfolio every year. So out of $800,000, what we did first is we said keep $50,000 in the bank, money markets. I said, you're not going to earn anything, but it's there if you need it, right? And that portion of money that went there is $50,000 of their $800,000. So now they're left with $750,000. In the income bucket, we put about $350,000 and we use some dividend stocks as well as a fixed annuity, right? And again, there's good and bad. So this is the plan that they chose, not you might choose something different. But they know that $350,000 in that bucket will generate, when they retire, about $20,000 per year with some inflation potential that'll last the rest of their life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they know, they said, okay, out of our portfolio, we took half of our money, $400,000 out of $800,000, and now our lifestyle is covered.
Yes.
If we need liquid money, it's at the bank. If we need income, because we do need it beyond Social Security, we have buckets, tools, investments, whatever you want to call that, that are geared towards covering that stream of income. What that leaves, it left them $400,000 to be invested in the market for their growth bucket. We call it the growth bucket. Now, they went moderate. They didn't go crazy. They weren't, mm-hmm. you know, they pedal to the metal. They could be because they don't need that money for 10, 15 years or longer.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole concept, folks, if you think about it, the money where they're feeling it is that they're really feeling the losses is in that $400,000 growth bucket out of their $800,000 portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And even though that $400,000 is down, we told them, hey, there's some point we're going to sit down and we're not going to be high-fiving, but this bucket will be down. The good thing is we don't have to panic,
right?
Because we don't need that money for years and years to come.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And so when they come in, when Brian and Judy come in for their reviews, they're not saying, thank you so much, Derek, for that annuity or for that ETF you bought me. It's really, thank you for building me a plan
mm-hmm.
that I can be comfortable with.
Well, and really what we talk about a lot, you know, with that kind of sums up at is that when you do establish that income plan, when you do establish that steady stream of income and payments and reliable, you know, sort of monthly payments, what you have done is that you've bought yourself time. What you need, because you've bought time for these bouts of crazy volatility, because volatility is normal. That's just normal. It's just like, we're like, whoa, this came out of new. And it's like, yes, the coronavirus came out of nowhere, but volatility is normal for the markets, right? So when you have an income plan, when you have that part, that goal established, you buy yourself time for the markets to recover. So you're not selling into the wind. You're not selling and realizing these losses. You're just letting the market do its thing while you go home and collect that monthly check.
Because Matt, you're right. You're so right. If you don't have a plan for this and you're pulling out of, and your plan is to just just pull out of the market when you need money. That is disaster. I mean, I can share stats and figures, and I'd bore you to death, but that's that's a dangerous, dangerous game, and really a coin flip of whether you want to be, are going to be successful or if your money's going to last. For me, my families, the clients we work with at SHP, that's not how I can't. I just can't let that happen. That's not what we want to let happen. So that's why it's important to have a plan in place. So when Matt was saying, do you have a plan where you know where your income's coming from, where you know it's not going to be affected? You're going to be okay if the market does cycle like it has been. If you don't, and maybe whether you have a plan or maybe you have an advisor and you love them, or maybe love him or her, or maybe you have an advisor and you're not sure, maybe you don't have any advisor at all. Either way, you'd benefit from coming in for an opinion on your particular situation, which is going to be different than Judy and Brian's, is going to be different than myself and Matt. But that's what we're here to help and customize a plan, customize a roadmap for you. Again, we can't do it without you taking some time to pick up the phone and giving our office a call. There's no charge to sit down. It's an hour of your time in one of our conference rooms, and you can choose either our Plymouth office, our Woburn office, Hyannis, Braintree, or Westboro. When you book a visit, you're also going to get a copy of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, mailed to you ahead of time. So call right now, 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. Or you can book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, Matt and I are going to go through our weekly market report, go further in depth on what's causing this recent volatility, because it was the coronavirus. Now there's some other things creeping in as well. We'll discuss right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Don't be at the mercy of Wall Street. The erratic stock market volatility could cost you hundreds of thousands and keep you or put you back in the workforce. For those near or in retirement, large market downturns could be devastating to your future. So if you're over the age of 55 and aren't 100% sure that your retirement plan is protected, call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777 for a retirement readiness review. It takes about an hour to find out if you're too exposed to stock market swings, if fees are eroding your gains, if you're paying too much in taxes, and if you're maximizing on your Social Security benefits. You can have the financial security you deserve. Take charge of your retirement and call the retirement team at SHP Financial today. 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. And now, it's time for your weekly financial update. The SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
Each and every week, we have what's called the SHP Market Report. And we always want to share up-to-date information on what's going on with the market. And sometimes it's market terms, but right now it has to do with the actual events of what's happening in the market. We've seen a lot of volatility over the last few weeks. There's reason for it. And like we said in the last couple segments, if you don't have a plan and this money that you have in the market is needed in the short term, that's where you can get yourself into some hot water. And so by having a plan in place, anything that's in the long-term growth bucket should be considered long-term, or shouldn't really have been there to begin with. If you're taking a lot of risk and you need income in the next year or two, again, that's where planning comes into play, and it's important to have your assets segmented properly for safety, for income, and for growth. So given the growth bucket, Matt, and given the market as a whole, we've seen the coronavirus obviously take a huge toll on the market over the last several weeks, but there's been in the last week or so, there's been a new thing that's creeping in. So I guess if you want to share what that is and just some of your thoughts on the market in general.
Yeah, so really a lot to break down, and especially, you know, today or, you know, earlier this week with the oil production. And that was the new thing that you'd mentioned that really sort of helped this spiral down, you know, really kind of added fuel to the fire of the sell-off. And so let me sort of back up to why it's happening, you know, and sort of what, you know, every once in a while when these events happen, it's like you ask the question, okay, you say, what are the markets telling me? Like, what are the markets themselves sending signals for that you need to be aware of? And in a word, it's just uncertainty. Now, that is what's driving the market so heavily, because we do not know, as of right now, we certainly don't know the medical impact of the coronavirus, meaning that, okay, how much more, you know, are we going to be like Milan in Italy where they have to shut down regions, you know, and will, you know, with the different emergencies that were declared in California and then in New York, what type of impact is that going to have? Is that just, hey, you know, it's a snow emergency, you know, so it's just minor, everyone just be aware, or is it going to be something significant where now workers are having to work from home and, you know, now conferences are being canceled and travel is being, you know, ended and, you know, and sort of business, that face-to-face business has now fallen off a map. So they don't know how bad medically, and in right behind that is, since we don't know how bad it's going to become medically, we don't know how bad it's going to be economically. Okay, and it's hitting people in all different ways. I mean, certain people are getting hammered right now, which is, you know, like cruise lines. I think it doesn't, you know, any story right now will tell you about these ships that are just, they're not even being allowed to dock right now.
Exactly.
And so cruise lines are just getting, you know, cruise lines, travel,
airlines,
exactly. Anyone really related in that industry is taking a significant effect, because again, the economic damage is so unclear as to how bad it's going to be, and is it going to be contained? And then on the other side of things, which originally began the thought, or began sort of the sell-offs, was just the global supply chain. Mm-hmm. About, okay, since we were living in a sort of an on-demand economy, where it's like, okay, hey, if you want that phone, we're going to take this part from this, you know, province, and this part from Thailand, and this part from America, and we're going to put it all together. Well, if any one of these guys gets screwed up, well, you can't have a component, which means that you can't make a sale.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have a widget now that makes your sale. So you have these consumer-facing things, and even I'd also toss in their theme parks. You know, Disney is also, you know, getting hit pretty bad. You have these consumer-facing companies that have issues, and now you have sort of these supply chain companies that are going to have issues. And does it all add up to the most important man and woman during all this, which is the American consumer? Because if the American consumer stops spending, then a recession becomes, and, you know, or a potential recession will come, and then again the economic impact is worse. It's just all of this uncertainty. How bad is it going to be? How awful is it going to be? And so in the middle of all of that is when Saudi Arabia and Russia and OPEC, which, you know, kind of helps control global oil prices, decided to, you know, completely break off talks, and now the price of oil plummeted on top of it. And so it just added to that uncertainty, added to all these things that's going to happen. And they just know that if you know, if it does continue, what happens with all of these bonds, and what happens with all of this, you know, loans that, you know, everyone took free money, you know, for a while to help out with the financial crisis. But if their supply chains are hit, or if they're a consumer facing company, are they going to be able to pay their bills? And now, oh my goodness, now there's going to be a run on corporate debt and everything else along those lines. So these are, I mean, I'm breaking down a lot into a small segment, but you just get the idea that in a word, it's uncertainty.
Yep.
And so until we get more medical clarity on how bad it's going to be, until we get more economic sort of clarity, it's going to go on. But it's okay. You know, like I mentioned last time, volatility is normal.
Yeah. I can remember Keith bringing the multiple times saying, folks, listen, in the last couple of years, people are getting complacent because they're forgetting it's almost like as volatility doesn't exist.
Right. And I saw a great, and I forget the woman's name, but she was from Edward Jones, but she mentioned that it was a great interview that I saw on Yahoo Finance, but she was just saying, like, look, volatility is permanent. The coronavirus is not.
Correct.
You know, the coronavirus will be, they'll eventually be a vaccine, and they'll eventually get their handle on it. Again, we don't know when. It could be 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. We don't know. But eventually, it's going to come around, right? But volatility, people need to understand that whatever the reason is, volatility is permanent. Mm-hmm. Volatility is healthy for the market. Volatility is natural to the market. And for people that are younger and that are farther away from retirement, it's a wonderful opportunity. It's a buying opportunity.
Yeah.
So see it as that, and just try to embrace it, because it is what it is. So obviously, hope people have a plan, because it's anyone that's near retirement.
Those
are the people that I really feel for.
Correct. So that's two things. One, we put out a weekly newsletter every Tuesday morning, and there's no charge. It comes in an email form. If you want to get on that list, it's called the Weekly Market Report. If you want to get on the distribution list, just go to shpfinancial.com. and go to newsletter sign up. I think it's right on the homepage. You can put your information right in there, just an email and name, and you'll begin receiving this market update email each and every week. It's pretty good content, I think, that you'll enjoy, as depending on whether you're younger or you're still working or maybe you're close to retire, there's a lot of good information there. Finally, like Matt said, this stuff, volatility will come. And my big criticism, if you're 100% or most of your money's in 401ks or market and there's no diversification and there's no real hedges, that's where it becomes scary if you're close to or near retirement. And that's where we want to make sure that you have a plan in place to address this. Don't go it alone, or make sure if you have an advisor that they're doing a good job. If you're not sure, get a second opinion. This is what we're here to do, is to here to help. So give us a call. We have some appointments available, like I mentioned earlier, over the next couple of weeks. When you call and book a visit, we're going to send you a copy of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, which walks you through some of these hedging strategies within our five-step process. Again, 800-227-7777 to book a visit, 800-227-7777, or you can book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for our retirement roadmap recap, where Matt and I are going to leave you with our top two takeaways from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Do you know how much risk is in your portfolio? Hi, this is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We use Riskalyze, the award-winning risk-engineered technology that mathematically analyzes your risk number and aligns your portfolio to match. Riskalyze replaces subjective terms like conservative and aggressive with a risk number from 1 to 99, a more precise way to measure your comfort zone for downside risk and potential upside gains. Are you a 16 or a 67? Text SHP to 21000 to find out your risk number today. You'll be sent a quick 5-minute questionnaire and you'll instantly determine your own personal risk number. Then we can build your investment portfolio to match and clearly define the path to your financial goals.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we talked about a lot of important issues as it relates to financial planning and planning in general for retirement. With all the activity going on with the coronavirus and oil and all this uncertainty that we have in the market, not having a plan in place can be very scary. And we talked about the importance of what to do or some of the things you should be thinking about for your particular plan. So like we always do, if you missed today's show and you want to hear it again, or you want to re-listen to some of the portion that you liked, or that if you missed any part of it, we have a podcast that replays the show. Each and all of our past shows are available. So however you listen to your podcast, just type in SHP Financial and you'll see our podcast pop right up, and you can subscribe to it, hear this show again, and hear our past shows as well throughout your day at your leisure. So with that being said, Matt, as we always do, we kind of leave with our, if you did miss the show, we always try to leave with our top two takeaways. So what was your big takeaway today?
I'm just going to go back, just because can't avoid it, just the volatility that's in the market. A couple things. Number one, just for all of our listeners, just a reminder that volatility is normal. Volatility is a part of investing. You know, I heard a great line way back when that volatility is the emotional price that you pay, you know, to get higher returns, you know, to end up on the other side okay. So we're all paying an emotional price at this point in time, you know, due to the volatility. Specifically for our SHP clients, I'll be putting together, you know, we had a nice little 8-minute segment tonight that's part of the show, but for all of our clients, I'll be putting on a 20 to 25 minute webinar about, you know, much greater in depth as to what the economic impact could be. What does that mean to the stocks? You know, have we found a bottom yet? What that means to yield and interest rate on bonds? Really, we'll be digging into all of those things specifically for our clients. So certainly stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and Matt, I will say the volatility is normal, but the one thing, I guess, not disagree because I know you agree, but one thing I want to remind folks is if you don't have a plan in place is if you're near retirement, mm-hmm. that can become a big issue because volatility can wreak havoc depending on your allocation.
No, it's a good point. I mean, I'm specifically talking to that one investment segment of,
exactly.
of the thing, but when you have a plan in place, so you can take the edges off.
We talked about earlier in the show, we talked about Brian and Judy and someone that had come in a while back and from the radio show, and they had saved about $800,000, and they had a goal to fill because volatility, where it really wreaks havoc, is in your income plan, meaning where's your income going to come from? If it's coming from the market and the market's going down and you're pulling out, that is one of the biggest recipes for disaster that I can imagine for retirement planning. And so we talked about earlier in the show, segmenting your assets between assets designed for safety, assets designed for income, and assets designed for growth. And so we use all different tools, as hammers and nails and screwdrivers that we use depending on what the job is. And so for this particular client, when we build out the roadmap for Brian and Judy and they have their retirement roadmap, it looks at income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy all under one plan. But their major concern and the foundation to true financial planning and true retirement planning is having your assets allocated properly based on your goals, your age, and how much risk you should be taking on. So if you have some money in the safety bucket, bank accounts, things like that, money in the income bucket, whether it's annuities, dividend stocks, things that are designed to drive income, that should be able to, if you have your plan set up right, that should cover your lifestyle. And for Brian and Judy, that was able to cover them ongoing for the rest of their lives to give them the income they needed in retirement to do the traveling, to pay their bills when they stopped working. Finally, the growth bucket, that's their long-term bucket. That's money they need maybe 10, 15 years down the road, or maybe they don't need it all. But only when you have your safety and your income bucket built can you begin, or should you begin, to taking a lot more volatility in the growth bucket. And so if you're listening right now, I know this sounds like a lot of jargon financial planning talk, but at the end of the day, you have one chance at retirement. And if you're not sure that you have a plan that's going to give you the income you need, take us up on the offer to come in, because what's the alternative? If you come in and maybe we're not a good fit, maybe we're not a good fit for you, or you're not a good fit for us, maybe we wasted an hour of each other this time. But what it could be on the other end is an hour that could be well worth a good long-term relationship that we can help you ongoing for the rest of your lives. We don't know that, but all again, come in and see what makes SHP different, see what makes our planning different, and see what an SHP retirement roadmap might do for you, so you can look in your husband or your wife, or if you're doing it yourself, you can feel like, hey, we're doing this the right way. We feel like we're going to be okay. We know when we can retire, and we know we can stay retired. So pick up the phone. We have a few appointments available the next couple of weeks. Call 800-227-7777. When you book a visit, you can book in either Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. We'll also get you a copy of our book ahead of time, the SHP Retirement Roadmap, once you call. Again, 800-227-7777, and you can book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. Thank you so much for your support, everyone, and we thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.